Thousands gathered in March yesterday in Denver's 37th annual Marade in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. The Marade, a combination of march and parade, began with a laying of a wreath at the MLK Jr. Memorial Statue at City Park. Participants then marched along Colfax Avenue to Denver's downtown Civic Center Park. Cheerleaders and marching bands from several schools also took part in the event. Governor Jared Polis, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, U.S. Senators Michael Bennett, and John Hickenlooper were among those who spoke at the event. Speakers addressed voting rights, voter suppression, and urged a day of action to achieve Dr. King's dream of equality. The NAACP, Boulder County, Longmont's Multicultural Action Committee, and the Silver Creek Leadership Academy also held a Martin Luther King Jr. event yesterday at Longmont's Silver Creek High School. Rodney K. Strong, chair and CEO of Griffin & Strong Law of Atlanta, Georgia, gave the event's keynote address. Along with speeches, the event also included performances and honorary awards. The Colorado Attorney General, on behalf of the State Health Department, issued cease and desist orders to two private COVID-19 testing companies last Friday. The companies, Center for COVID Control and MegaGain Corp., operate a combined 11 testing sites in Colorado. A state health department investigation discovered the companies failed to report test results and cases to the state. The investigation also determined the company, Center for COVID Control, failed to receive proper certification and licensure by the federal government to do COVID testing. Center for COVID Control, which operates two sites in Denver and one in Inglewood, is also facing nationwide scrutiny with additional investigations in Illinois and Oregon and the shutdown of the company's sites in Massachusetts and Washington. MegaGain Corp. operates eight sites along the Front Range, including one on 28th Street in Boulder, on Cook Street in Denver, and on South College Avenue in Fort Collins. Other locations include Westminster, Lakewood, Centennial, and two in Colorado Springs. The Colorado Attorney General's Office recommends those that did testing at any of the 11 sites should retest for peace of mind. Colorado lawmakers introduce a bill due to catalytic converter theft. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Catalytic converters are exhaust emission control devices found in many lower emission and hybrid vehicles. Colorado Politics reports that the converters contain precious metals that are trading at record high prices, causing a rapid increase in theft rates nationwide. Colorado legislators introduced Bill 22-009, which would make it illegal, starting October 31st, to install, sell, or advertise any used, recycled, or salvaged catalytic converters, unless it is an aftermarket catalytic converter certified for installation and sale by the Air Quality Control Commission. Auto owners and car dealerships have been victims of catalytic converter thefts. The thefts, in addition to supply chain issues, makes parts difficult to replace. The thefts make the vehicles unusable. Colorado's regulations say that the catalytic converters must be replaced with parts from the vehicle manufacturer. This can lead the cost upwards to $5,000 for catalytic converters. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the University of Colorado are teaming up with Boulder County Public Health and municipal officials from Superior and Louisville to provide accurate and up-to-date information on the air quality in areas impacted by the Marshall Fire. Boulder County health officials say snow and wet soil levels are keeping particulates on the ground, but as weather gets warmer and winds pick up again, air quality will fluctuate and may prompt air quality alerts. The County Health Department also reports officials have placed air motioning stations throughout the burn area and surrounding communities to track potentially harmful ultra-small particles in the air. Denver Channel 7 reports Louisville's Avista Avidus Hospital reopened today after hospital crews worked around the clock cleaning and inspecting equipment to enable the hospital's return to operations. The hospital was narrowly spared by the Marshall Fire, but did have to evacuate and relocate all patients. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes mostly cloudy skies with a high near 49 for Fort Collins, and temps in the 50s for Denver and Boulder. Winds in the region could gust as high as 16 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will continue to be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper teens, low 20s. Patchy freezing drizzle is expected after 2 a.m. The current temperature in Boulder is 39 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.